the sports voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
Good evening, high school hoop fans. Terrence Arney here, joined by my partner in crime tonight, Jim Miller. We've made the short trip down the way, over the river and through the woods. So Lawrenceburg we go, where the Tigers will be hosting the Batesville Bulldogs in an EIAC boys basketball matchup. We want to thank you so much for joining us for Countdown to Tip Off. We'll have tip here in about 17 and some change. But first off, I want to welcome to the team, welcome to the broadcast, Jim Miller. Jim, it's been a pleasure. I heard you on the air last night, and I couldn't wait to get on with you here tonight.
Thanks a lot, Terrence. Glad to be with you. And it's my second chance to be in Lawrenceburg this week.
Is that right?
Super Girls game on Tuesday, my first night in the community. And what an event it was as Batesville came back from well behind to take the victory. I think either of these boys teams, will be setting a tempo early that it should be interesting to see if they can keep up with each other.
Yes. Yeah, I on paper, I'm expecting a run-and-gun type of ball game here tonight, but we will see as we continue with Countdown to Tip-Off. Jim, no stranger to the sidelines, effectively worked the sidelines here earlier, secured some interviews with both head coaches. You'll hear from both of them here momentarily, and then we'll talk about each of these ball clubs and what they need to do to get a victory here tonight. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Sports Voice of Indiana, Country 103.9 WRBI, and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back with Coach Aaron Garrett of the Batesville Bulldogs. And Coach, it's been up and down for you so far with these two contests. Big 30-point victory and a narrow 6-point loss. Fill us in on how the Dogs are feeling coming into Lawrenceburg tonight.
We've had a week of learning, quite frankly. The Jamius Jacksonville, like you said, good win. Very few turnovers, a lot of assists. Greensburg game, close to, I think that we end up having 17 turnovers. So we're a skilled offensive team. That's all for naught if you don't take care of the basketball and be able to get your attempts. We're not good enough to take attempts away from ourselves against a good varsity basketball team and expect to win. So our week's focus has been the Bob Knight quote, victory favors the team that makes the fewest mistakes, and that's what we're going to go into here tonight and try to improve.
Cutting mistakes is certainly the goal of every ball club, and tell us about some of your young men and how they're going to respond to going for that.
Yeah, I assume the scouting report on us probably has at the top Cade Kaiser and Sam Johnson in terms of the points they're scoring. Both have played a lot of games for me. You couple with them Jack Grunkmeyer, who's a 3-year starter for me, along with Gus Prickle, going into his second full year of varsity. So we have a lot of experience on that end, and we have a lot of youth with only 2 games under their belt as far as the rest of the rotation and roster. But it's the young guys compete well. The old guys are showing them the way. And, again, I like this group a lot. We do have some offensive skill. We battle defensively. And, as you said, a narrow loss on the road against our rival, but turning the ball over 18 times. So I do think if we take care of things, allow our guys to use their skill sets that they've worked hard on, that obviously gives us a much better chance at victory.
And if you guys were alone on the floor, that would sound super, but you do have the Tigers to go up against. What do you know about them?
They've got some experience back. They're well coached. They're athletic. They're aggressive. They're physical. They'll switch up defenses a lot. You'll see tonight man, sometimes a full court man. Then you'll see a lot of zone, 2-3, 3-2, 1-3-1. So part of that recognition in tonight, is not, as far as not turning the ball over, is going to be to recognize what front or the end. How do we want to attack it? And we practice on that all week. And it's going to be good to see some of our youth go against that and recognize that. And they're led by the Cornette kid, who I like a lot, really good guard in our conference. He's got plenty of firepower to go with him with Bobo. You've got Meyer, who I like a lot. You've got some shooters that are starting, shooters that come off the bench. They go about 9 deep. So we're going to have our hands full no matter who's on the floor for them.
It should be interesting. Coach Garrett, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck to the Bulldogs.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And we'll be right back to talk with the Lawrenceburg Tigers in a moment on WRBI and the WRBI radio app.
Facebook Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Facebook Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student-athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Facebook Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And back before this Lawrenceburg-Batesville game with Coach Aaron Cutter of the Tigers. And Coach, here at home, certainly a big advantage for you. You are undefeated coming into this one. And as I understand it, in the EIAC, that's highly unusual.
Yeah, every game is a big game for us when it comes to conference. This is their second conference game. Greensburg game didn't count towards conference, but our first conference game. So yeah, we're definitely glad to be playing at home. But you know, it's a big challenge for us. Game four of the year, so we're looking forward to it.
How do you feel about the victory so far, getting it set up for this one?
I feel like we've gotten better every game, which is what you want. You want to keep making strides and making improvements each time you're in the gym. And we faced some adversity Saturday night at Milan. We got some early foul trouble, down one at halftime, and then responded in the second half to pull that one out. So, yeah, we needed that because we knew this would be a big test for us here, whether it was at home or on the road. And so it was good for us.
The response is sort of the thing that all coaches look for. You must have some terrific players. Fill us in on who some of the leaders are.
We do. We have a good senior class. We have Ben Cornette, Charlie Meyer, Gerald Taylor, and Xavier Eads, and then Paul Romero, who's he came from Ecuador this year as a senior to come to school over here. And then we've got four juniors, who three out of the four have played, you know, extensive RC minutes for us the last couple of years. And then got a couple sophomores that'll fill out the end of our bench that we trust at any point to throw them in. So we're in good shape depth-wise, and we proved that Saturday night. So it's a good problem for a coach.
Absolutely. And then what do you know about the Bulldogs coming in here? I know their girls team was really tough last Tuesday. They came from way behind to knock off your girls.
They are very athletic. Coach Garrett's done a nice job developing these kids. I think the Kaiser kid's one of the most athletic kids we'll face all year. Very good inside-out player. The Johnson kid shoots really well from outside. And then all the other guys just know their role and know how to help their team win. So we're going to have to play well, and we're going to have to do things well, and we're going to have to execute and hopefully pull one out here at home.
It should be interesting. Coach, thanks a lot, and best luck to the Tigers.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate you guys covering our game.
It's our pleasure. It's Coach Aaron Cutter, and we'll be right back to tip it off between the Tigers and the Bulldogs in just a moment on WRBI and the WRBI radio app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen-printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. For over a century, JC Bank has offered banking, investments, and trust services to South Central Indiana.
And there's exciting news for Decatur County. JC Bank is opening soon in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street. Whether you need a high-interest savings account or a mortgage, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And countdown to tip-off continues here from Lawrence Berg High School. Terrence Arney alongside Jim Williams here with us. And Jim, you had an opportunity to talk to both coaches before we get into the tail of the tape for tonight's game. Based on what you heard, what those gentlemen shared with you, what do you anticipate we'll see out on the floor tonight?
Well, you know, Terrence, talking to Brad Cutter and Aaron Garrett, Coach Cutter legitimately at 3-0 has some confidence on his side.
Yes.
No doubt about it. Coach Garrett is, I think, understandably concerned.
You're right.
But you know, you've seen these Bulldogs and certainly in the other sports, on the football field, for one.
Yes.
I mean, when you have talent like they do in certainly Cade Kaiser and Jack Grunkmeyer, there are a couple multi-sport stars.
Yes.
And when you have a D1 commit in Jack to Northwestern,
right,
you're not messing around.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know that the fear is justified. It may be healthy to have that.
Yes, yes.
And some caution. But this should be just a heck of a rivalry contest.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And Jim, again, I repeat myself, so glad to have you with us here at WRBI and part of the WRBI family. And I think you will find, as time goes on, you will see the passion that these schools in the IAC play with. You'll see it from the fans. You'll see it from the community. And tonight, you're going to see it on the floor. Let's take a look at the tail of the tape for tonight's contest. Aaron Garrett, in his 16th season at Batesville, 221-135, and he'll be taking on the Lawrenceburg Tigers, led by Brad Cutter, in just his fourth year at Lawrenceburg, 55-26. Batesville, on their last outing, they fell to a very good Greensburg team, 48-42 was the final there in that game. They were led by Cade Kaiser with 18, and Sam Johnson followed suit with 17. The Lawrenceburg Tigers, on the other hand, they defeated the Milan Indians running away 65-52. And over the past 35 years, believe it or not, Batesville has more than a healthy edge in this matchup. 49 Batesville wins to just 18. Lawrenceburg wins. In fact, when they got together most recently, that was on December 9th, almost a year to the day, Jim, Batesville won that one going away 50-37. And according to the John Harrell predictor, John Harrell's calling for a Bulldog victory on the road tonight.
Ooh.
52-48 is the prediction.
Interesting. Well, you know, Terrence, that all makes some sense because, you know, I had heard coming in to the region and the state that if there was a power school, legendary, it would be the Batesville Bulldogs in many sports combined.
And the
history, as you say, is there.
Yeah, historically speaking, unfortunately, in most recent times, Bulldogs haven't been able to necessarily get long postseason runs. They haven't necessarily had all the wins that they've wanted to, but the one thing I will say, with each iteration of this Bulldog team that Aaron Garrett's put out on the floor, they do seem to peak at the right time. They do seem to improve week to week. They get better, and then come January, February, they're playing really good ball.
You bet. But then not getting over that final hurdle seems to be part of the hesitance that you could hear from Coach Garrett. As we're not quite there yet, and again, looking at some more of the comparisons as we have the team stats from MaxPreps.com.
Sure.
As we said about the girls' game the other night, it is potentially dead even.
Right.
As Batesville has scored 54.5 points per game so far, Lawrenceburg 58.3. The Bulldogs have pulled down 26 rebounds a game, but the Tigers have pulled down 24.3. Dishing off assists, 13 per game for the Tigers, 15.5 for the Bulldogs.
Wow.
And they're dead even in steals per game at 11 each so far this basketball season. It's just amazing how evenly matched great rivals like this can be. I'm really excited for this one, Terrence.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We briefly talked about the big three, if you would, for the Bulldogs, and Cade Kaiser leading the squad with 18 points a game, followed by Sam Johnson. Johnson is a true threat from beyond the arc. When he gets warm, look out. He scored 17 in their last outing. And then you might as well go ahead and throw Gronkemeyer in there as well, because if he can stay out of foul trouble, stay on the floor, he's a handful down low. He does a lot of the dirty work for this Bulldog team, but he's definitely somebody that the Tigers are going to be concerned about. Flip that forward to the other side with these Tigers. They've got a three-headed monster, too.
See?
Ben Cornett, the lone senior in that big three, averaging 12.7 a game.
At only 5 feet 11.
Shut up.
Blows my mind.
Then you got Cooper Bobo, a junior, averaging 11 points a game. And then Charlie Meyer, you heard Coach Garrett speak very glowingly of all three of these young men.
Oh, yes.
At Charlie Meyer, averaging 10 points. So they've got three individuals averaging double digits, Jim.
This could be an all-out firefight tonight, and we've got a good crowd here at Lawrenceburg High. I think the fans are certainly well aware that their young men on either side can get this done, and we may have a legit coin flip game.
Yeah, you might be right about that. I'm impressed with how Batesville has traveled here tonight. This Batesville stands, they're packed pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really impressed with how well they've traveled tonight.
We had a decent crowd for the Tuesday game and my first one in Indiana. And I got to say, second time over here, I love this gym. What a facility it is. Better than a lot, Terrence, of universities.
Oh, listen. There's a handful, and as the season goes on, perhaps we'll get a chance to talk through them all, but there's a handful of gymnasiums in this EIAC conference in particular that we get a chance to visit where you just kind of sit back and just go, wow, you know, and this is one of them, you know. Lawrenceburg, this gym, as you can tell, relatively new. That they put this up. I apologize. Gorgeous. I can't remember the year that they put this together, but their facilities all around, football facilities, the turf on the field, and this basketball facility is, I mean, bar none, it is one of the best in this region.
And you know, not to show bias at all, but I'm from an orange and black school back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Okay.
Washington High has been over there for, 130 years. But I was also in South Carolina for many years, so seeing the Clemson Tiger paw out in the middle of the floor is like, whoa!
A little bit of a throwback for you.
Oh yeah.
No doubt. Once again, we want to thank you for joining us for Countdown to Tip-Off. We're going to step aside here for the playing and singing of the National Anthem. When we get back, we'll have starting lineups and a live action right here from, let's call it, the Tigers Den on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Finding heart problems early can add years to your life and ensure you're healthy for what lies ahead. That's why Margaret Mary Health partners with the Christ Hospital to offer an affordable vascular screening for just $49. This 30-minute screening is recommended if you are 60 and older or over the age of 50 and have risk factors for heart disease. Appointments are available at Margaret Mary's main campus every Tuesday. For an appointment, call 812-933-5602.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup. Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza. 812-933-0333. Ison'sFamilyPizza.com or downtown Batesville.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher.
You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the Boost Cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
We want to thank you so much for joining us for Countdown to Tip-Off. And tonight's broadcast of high school basketball is being brought to you in part by
Ivy Tech Community College, as well as Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Gehring's.
We are about ready to go. The Bulldogs in their traditional road blues. Blue tops, blue bottoms, trimmed out in white numbers and lettering. The Tigers all white. White tops, white bottoms, trimmed out with orange. And the orange is trimmed in black. As we mentioned, a good crowd here tonight. The Bulldog student section is here. They're off to the right of one of the goals, kind of back behind the goal, off to the right. That ought to make challenging for free throws should the Tigers have to shoot towards that goal. And we already made mention of how well this Batesville crowd has traveled here tonight. It's really, really impressive. Of course, it's not a difficult trip, not a hard drive to get here, so that may have encourage some of the Batesville faithful to make it this way. Now they've got the lights down low for the Tigers. The band is making a little rumble. They got spotlights going all throughout the gym. John, as you like to say, this is that 1980 Chicago Bulls treatment here going on, right?
Making it a show.
No doubt about it. But Jim, you said it right. This should be a great contest tonight between these two schools. The Tigers on that three-game win streak to open up the season. And the Bulldogs, 1-1 on the season. But I got to tell you, they really want to get back on the winning trail. They don't want to fall below 500 early here in the season. And they felt like that second game got away from them. What do you got in the way of starters, Jim?
Absolutely right, Terrence. And the starters tonight for the Tigers of Lawrenceburg include 6-foot senior Gerald Taylor, also 6'2 junior Noah Kaniga. It is 6'4 senior Charlie Myrie, we've mentioned, also 6'5 junior Cooper Bobo, and 5'11 senior Ben Coronet. Out there for the Bulldogs of Batesville, it's 6'5 Cade Kaiser, also 6'2 Sam Johnson. They've got 5'9 sophomore Trenton Lewis, also 6'2 senior Jack Grunkemeyer, and we're underway.
Yes, the aforementioned Cade Kaiser jumping things off in the center, able to win the tip, secure it for the Bulldogs, and Kaiser has it on the near wing, looking to try to dump it down low for Grunk, but he was denied the entry pass. It'll stay up top. Now coming over to help out, Sam Johnson has it. Johnson, straightaway three. Off the front rim, rebound, Bulldogs. Grunk trying to do some dirty work early, up and under. Good to go to break the seal. 2-0, Bulldogs on top.
And the fifth starter turns for the Bulldogs, 5'10 senior Gus Prickle.
Prickle, of course, out on the floor now. And he'll be tasked with trying to slow down Ben Cornett, the speedy and very quick guard for the Lawrenceburg Tigers. Leads them in scoring, 12.7 points a game. Cornett gives it up now, up at the top of the key for Bobo. And then they go into Taylor. Taylor's got to go right back up top. Down the lane goes Bobo. No good off to the side of the rim, and Kizer secures the rebound. He's going to bring it back up the floor. Kizer going to kick it out to Prickle. Prickle covered up a little bit, had to get rid of it quickly. Ball goes around to the far side of the court for Trenton Lewis. Lewis looking for a bounce-back game tonight. He's plagued with turnovers in his last time outing, so you know he wants to get things going early. Kizer off of a double screen, looks inside, and that one just gets away from Gronk, just too far in front. A turnover for the Bulldogs, and the Tigers off and running just like that. Send it down in the corner, now they got to bring it back up. Bulldogs able to get back on defense quickly, shut down what could have been a fast break opportunity. Baseline drive, kick it out to the corner, mishandled. So we've got back-to-back turnovers, Jim.
That pass just a little bit long beyond the outstretched hands of Ben Cornett.
Gronk's going to bring this one in from the corner. He sends it over to Lewis. Lewis, as the Tigers try to trap here, but some good crisp passes from the Bulldogs. They get it to Johnson in the corner. His second three-point attempt, and it off the mark again. And off and running, the Tigers run the floor, but can't get it to fall. Another Kizer rebound. He's going to bring it back up the floor. 2-0 with 5:35 here on the clock in the first. And another bad entry pass for Gronk. Gronk's got to help him out, maybe meet him halfway on those entry passes, but that one falls a little bit short. Another turnover, and the Tigers back the other way. Cornett, he's got it at the top, off of a screen. Step inside the arc. Shot off the mark. Johnson's going to sky above and bring this one down. Johnson into the front court, sends it over for Kizer on the near wing. Back up top for Prickle. Prickle's going to give it back to Cade. Cade looking for a screen. Hands it off to Prickle. Dribble drive inside the lane. The floater is short. He gets it again. Does Prickle. Sends it back to Johnson. Johnson sidesteps a defender, picks up his dribble. He's going to have to get it back to Prickle. Prickle almost traveled there, got tangled up. But now they go inside, and a big shoulder lean from Gronk. And that was an easy call there. Charge called against Gronk. His first foul, the Bulldogs' first foul. And we'll just call that another turnover.
That's the most obvious offensive foul I've seen. That was like you're back on the football field with no pads.
Yeah, he wanted that one badly. And we remain at 2-0. Tigers showing some amount of poise and patience despite not being able to get more than one shot off, really, thus far.
They're not in a hurry so far, Terrence.
Not at all. Cornett up top with it, going to send it over to the wing for Taylor. Cornett's going to get it back, and now he has Kaniga on the wing. Kaniga with a nice pass inside, and Johnson goes up for the block, but they don't like that. Too much contact underneath.
So that's going to be two team fouls already on the Bulldogs.
Just like that. And going to the line, Charlie Meyer in the act of shooting. He will shoot two. And once again, that stellar free throw defense from the Bulldogs disrupt his rhythm there a little bit. That was a miss for Meyer. He's got another one coming. Remains 2-0. But this one is pure. So it's 2-1 with 4:11. Lures to bring it up. Crosses the timeline, finds Prickle on the far wing, back up top with Lures. Showing a little patience himself there. Cornett comes out of a cross-court pass. They send it all the way around with some quick precision passing, trying to disrupt this zone. Three from the near corner. Count them good. All three of those for Gus Prickle. It's a 5-1 ball game.
Excellent shot by Gus. Textbook right in the corner.
Really was. Got that zone kind of stretched out with those crisp passes. Left Prickle wide open. He took advantage. Meanwhile, the Tigers now trying to get something going. They're going to launch a three from the far wing. In and out. Gronk with the rebound. Sends it up to Lewis. Lewis back over to Kizer. Kizer through the lane. Tried to finish with the left hand short. Back the other way. Tigers down. Really impressed, Jim, with the way the Bulldogs have got back on defense. That was a second would-be fast break that was foiled, but no worries. Kaniga just bodies his way on the right-hand side of the lane and leans it in for two. 5-3 now, Bulldogs, with the ball in the two-point lead.
Hustling like crazy.
Prickle finds Lewis. Lewis has it up top. He's going to leave it for Gronk. And now Kaiser goes between the legs, past two defenders. This time he won't leave it short. Scores the basket right at the rim. How about the hops on that fellow?
Easy layup, and the defense just parted like the Red Sea for it.
It really did. 7-3, your score with 2:31 left here in the first. Lewis reaches in, almost stole that ball, but instead they work it around the arc to the Tigers. Wide open look from the corner, no good. And Johnson with the rebound finds Prickle. They go back to Kaiser. Kaiser feeling it through the lane. They'd say no continuation. Say the foul is on the floor. Oh, that would have been an and-one opportunity because the basket was good, but they wave it off, and they say the foul is not in the act of shooting.
It's going to be on Noah Kaniga, his first and the first team foul for the Tigers.
Bulldogs with the four-point lead, going to try to set something up under their own basket. They get it into Gronk. Gronk going to hand off to Kaiser, and Kaiser's been about the only Bulldog that had ability to get his shot, and blocking foul called on the Tigers as Kaiser was once again headed down the lane.
Another block inside there, Terrence, and a second on Kaniga. He's going to have to take a seat.
Picked up two quick ones, did Noah. And you're right, Jim, Noah's going to have a seat now.
He's replaced in there by Ben Cornett.
Bulldogs get the ball back into play with just over 2 minutes. Popping shot from Prickle. Won't go down, though. Halfway down and back out. Cornett, the rebound, quickly into the corner. Three ball. Good. And that shot made by J.P. Izzo coming off the bench, seeing his first action. With 1:46 now, Tigers draw within one. 7-6 the score. Lures handed off to Maple. Maple just checked in, and Maple, a lazy pass, gets picked off by the Tigers. The hoop. Oh, they call a travel, Jim. Called against the Tigers. J.P. Izzo, who just hit the three in the corner, got a little ahead of himself there. Travel turnover on the Tigers.
Great play by J.P. I thought it was a good dribble all the way, but the officials are closer. They saw it better.
So 7-6, the score remains. Lewis steps into a three off the front of the rim. Tap out by Maple. And Kaiser dumps it down for Gronk and in. Beautiful inside-out basketball there from the Bulldogs. Gronk getting his first points. 9-6 your score. Bulldogs on top. Tigers trying to bring it back. They go inside now. Being bodied was number one, Dakari Mucker. He was being bodied by Kaiser. These two have faced each other on the gridiron, no doubt. Mucker, a running back for the Tigers, if I remember correctly. Meanwhile, Bulldogs working the ball around the arc as the Tigers go to a man-to-man here. And that slows things down just a little bit, but Kaiser's going to try to navigate through three defenders. Drops it off for Gronk, who lays it in for two. And what about the teamwork between those two, Jim?
Amazing so far, and Gronkmeyer's already got six in the game of the 11 the Bulldogs have put up.
Nice work there. On display, under 20 seconds. Tigers won't hold for the last shot. Instead, they go in and get two quick points. And I believe that was Charlie Meyer. Yeah, yep. With that, 10 seconds left. Gronk on the block, working hard. Shot no good. Rebound, Tigers. They got 2 seconds left. Don't think they're aware of the time. And the first quarter expires. Business picked up there in the second half, Jim. And it's 11-8. Bulldogs on top. We'll be right back after this on Country 103.9, WRBI, and the new WRBI app.
We are here for you.
At George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball being brought to you tonight in part by
Ison's Family Pizza, the home of Coach's Corner, also SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, by Bruns Gutzwiller, JC Bank, and Margaret Mary Health.
What a first quarter there. 11-8, Bulldogs on top. What did you see, Jim?
It was a heck of an effort by both clubs, and there's a stuff underneath as the Tigers make their first offense of the second quarter, and we have a foul right away.
Yeah, that's going to go against the Tigers.
Wow, it is an offensive.
Must have been a loose ball foul of some sort there when they were trying after the block.
And they're charging that one to Charlie Meyer. It's going to be his first third team foul, or excuse me, first team foul there because they reset after each quarter now. Sorry about that.
That's been tough for all of us to get used to, Jim. But, yeah, you're right. They reset those fouls. And I think later in the season you'll see coaches take more chances when they got a minute or so left and they've got some fouls to work with.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, Bulldogs back on offense, working things around the arc. Tigers kind of liking this man on man-to-man. Gronk got left all alone somehow, up and under. They say no shot.
Shuffled the feet there.
He did indeed. And the Bulldogs can't afford to see those turnovers creep back into their game. They were plagued by turnovers in their last outing, Jim.
And yeah, we can see the steps that Gronk took right there.
Yeah.
The officials definitely did.
Yeah, he fooled no one there. The score remains 11-8. Bulldogs on out front. But the Tigers with the ball now. They've been patient throughout this first half in the early goings. A three ball on the way from the far wing. No good. Offensive rebound. They reload. Going to set things up again. Dribbling in from the far wing was Bobo. Bobo going to give it up to Cornette now up top. And the Bulldogs sink into their 2-3 zone to try to slow them down. Ball on the far end of the court with Izzo. Izzo goes back to Cornette. They quickly get it inside and then a backdoor cut leaves Charlie Meyer wide open. No doubt the cleanest shot he'll see all night. Maple goes inside, tries to dump it down, and he's called an offensive foul. Wow. Oh, my.
Wow.
So just like that, with the Tigers score on one end, the turnover on the opposite end makes it an 11-10 ball game, and now the Tigers looking to take their first lead of the night.
Braden Maple with his first foul there, and it's a one-point ball game.
Some token pressure here, trying to slow the Tigers down, but they're able to work it back and forth and get across the timeline. Cornette up top, thought about a three, puts it on the deck instead, kicks it back out for three, no good. Izzo comes up short. Bulldogs off and running. Gronk up and under and good. Bulldogs able to get all the way back down the floor in about a matter of two passes, Jim.
And that is Gronk's eighth point of the game so far.
Having a field day inside. 13-10, just over 5.5 to go. Tigers back on offense. Ball's up top with Taylor. Taylor's going to leave it for Cornette. Cornette back to Taylor. Taylor lets it fly. Off the mark, rebound Gronk. He's doing it on both ends of the floor. Might end up with a double-double here tonight. Cross-court pass, Maple able to come and get him, steps inside the lane, shot no good. The jumper from the elbow is going to be rebounded by the Tigers. Again, that backdoor cut briefly open for Taylor, but he couldn't handle that hot pass inside.
Izzo really skying for that rebound. Gerald Taylor, the 6-foot senior, got in for a few moments, but he's back out already and being replaced by Noah Koenig returning.
Bulldogs with the three-point lead, 5-17 left in this first half. Bulldogs led the entire way. Tigers closed it to a one-point game, and the Bulldogs got it going once again. Kaiser Baseline drive, that's too easy, Jim.
That is way too easy. No challenge for him there.
Drops it in for two. It's 15-10, and now they go with the full press after the bucket. Aaron Garrett loves to play defense after a score. Tigers able to break the press, though. They get it on their end of the floor. They go inside. Good footwork, but a block by Kaiser. Oh, wow. My goodness. Big block there. Kaiser feeling it just a little bit. Goes between the legs, tries to back his man down, then kicks it out for Lewis. Lewis at the top of the key, trying to create some space. Hand off to Kaiser. Kaiser again. Wanted to split two defenders. Finds Lewis on the wing. Ooh. Lewis short with the three ball. And another rebound for the Tigers with 4:17 now. They trail by five, do the Tigers.
That sophomore Caleb Cole in the game for the first time.
Cornette up top, searching, surveying the defense. Looking back and forth. Now goes off to the right wing for Caleb Cole. Cole goes inside.
And rocket pass there.
It was just too hot to handle, huh?
Yep, right off the hands of Noah Kaniga.
So that's about the third time we've seen an errant pass give the Bulldogs the ball back.
It's an opportunity you don't want to extend to an errant Garrett team.
No, you do not. Lewis going to walk this one up, find Gronk as he comes out to meet him. Now lands with Johnson, and Johnson gets the three to go from the far side. In, out, and back in again.
Exactly.
18-10 as the Bulldogs start to flirt with that double-digit lead. Tigers in a precarious situation here. They don't want to go down 10 in the first half. Cornette has it up top. Surveys the D. Gets inside the zone. A nice little bounce pass for Kaniga. Kaniga gives it back to Cornette, though. They go off to the wing. Mucker has it. Back to Cornette. Not really sure what to do with this zone. And now inside with Kaiser. Kaiser couldn't get up this time. And Kaniga, the turnaround jumper is pure. And a timeout on the floor will take a 30-second as well. Bulldogs up 18-12 here at the Tigers Den on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball being brought to you tonight in part by...
Oh, in part by Fleetwood Chevrolet, also Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, and Affinity Graphics and Tees.
Terrence Arney here with Jim Williams at the Tigers Den, where the Bulldogs enjoying a six-point lead. They have the ball with about 3 minutes left in this first half. Lures looking energized coming in off that timeout. Gronk bangs his man down, creates space, sends it out to Kaiser. His three ball won't go, though. And the Tigers with an easy rebound. And they're looking to keep things close. Cornette puts it on the deck, goes off to his right for Mucker, gets it back. Mucker again now on the near wing. He's operated primarily from the left side of the floor this first half. Down in the corner for Meyer. Meyer going to give it up. They looked for Mucker cutting to the basket. He couldn't handle the pass.
Dakari was so close on that ball, and he was going to the board.
Yes, he was, and that's, let's call it the fourth errant pass there from the Tigers. And that's kind of really given the Bulldogs extra possessions and extra opportunities.
Absolutely, and J.P. Izzo comes back in for Mucker.
Lewis is going to walk this one up the floor unmolested, gets it across the timeline with 2:11 left in this first half. Johnson on the far wing, goes behind the back. He's got quite the crowd around him. Gives it up down the lane, puts it up. And I think he might have been looking for an alley-oop from Gronk.
Yeah.
As short as he left that one, all the same, it did rebound down to Gronk, and he was able to go back up and put it in for two more. Bulldogs lead by 8.
10 points for Gronkmeyer.
already in double digits here in the first half. He's had an incredible first half. Nice spinning move down the lane was Cooper Bobo challenging the Bulldog Bigs, and he's fouled on his way to the hoop.
He is fouled, it appears, by...
Look there, put that on Kaiser.
I think so, yes, sir. Yep, Cade Kaiser with his first.
Now, this will be interesting, Jim, because with a minute 41... No, I'm looking at the board wrong. I apologize. I thought the Tigers had four fouls. They do not. They have four timeouts left.
Ah.
I apologize. I was going to say it'd be interesting to see what the Bulldogs do to try to get that fifth, but that wasn't the case. And so they are chastising, the referees are chastising the Bulldog section. Apparently there was some sort of noisemaker. I don't know. Maybe we'll just call it some sort of contraband that the officials did not want them to have. I don't know if it was a noisemaker. I don't know if it was a laser pointer. I don't know.
The students are kind of laughing about it.
But whatever it was to explain that excellent free throw defense that the Bulldogs have. 20-14 as the second free throw was good. Bulldogs going to bring it back up with a minute 32. Bulldogs with a six-point lead and the ball. Lures high above the head, comes back to the near side for Gronk. And the Bulldogs kind of taking the air out of the ball here, Jim.
Slowing it way down.
Now they find Gronk inside. He waits patiently and splits two defenders up and under. Good.
12 points so far. He can't miss inside.
He really is doing yeoman's work inside, having a great night. It'll be interesting to see who will come along with him for the ride as we've got less than a minute to go in the first. Bulldogs 22, Tigers 14. Oh, and Gronk fell asleep. And to add insult to injury, commits the foul and a technical called against the Tigers. It was against Charlie Meyer. He made the basket. Gronk came with a late foul. Meyer took exception to it, gave a little pushback right in front of the official, and he said, no, 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 sir. No, no. I stand corrected. The technical was called against Gronk.
Wow.
And it's no good on that. Let's reset that real quick for you. As Aaron Garrett asked for an explanation as well, 22 Charlie Meyer goes in against Gronk. I'm sorry. It's a double tech.
Oh, my.
And they let both.
Each way.
And they let you shoot. So I was correct. Okay.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. So when Meyer went in, he had bested Gronk. He had better position underneath the basket. All Gronk could do was try to foul. So he was going to be an and-one opportunity. So he shot, did Meyer, the and-one opportunity. The Bulldogs were awarded the technical for Meyer's retaliation against Gronk, and Cade Kaiser took two technical free throws, missed one, made one.
Okay.
I cleaned that up pretty good.
Yeah, and it makes us 23-16, 50 seconds to go in the half.
So after all the extracurricular, Bulldogs with the ball and the lead, Lures having a much better half than he did in Greensburg. Nice little bounce pass. Finds Kaiser down the baseline, and he's playing way above the rim. Oh, I thought he was going to lean into a dunk there. Instead, he takes the easy two, drops it off. Bulldogs, again, fall asleep on the baseline, and this time Kaiser gets caught in the air. Nice move underneath by Gerald Taylor as Kaiser came down on his back. So with 23 seconds left, they'll stop the clock, and Taylor will go to the line to shoot two more.
This is a wild game, and just what I'd expect from a rivalry like this.
Yes, you are exactly right. Boy, I tell you, I don't know how much they practice that free throw defense, but it works as that student section. And I mentioned it in countdown to tip off. The way they're positioned right underneath the basket, it was going to be challenging when the Tigers were shooting free throws in that direction, and we've seen it.
And that is the group that got admonished by the officials.
It is, as Taylor missed both of the free throws. The Bulldogs student section rejoices. They feel like their work is done. Lures, with 14 seconds, brings it up the floor. And now, look at this full court pressure. They try to trap Kaiser, but they find they find Prickle underneath the basket all alone. He kind of baits the Tigers into a foul there.
That's going to be sophomore Caleb Cole with his set is first.
So Prickle will go to the line. If he makes these, as he does the first, Bulldogs now, in fact, have that double-digit lead, 26-16. And again, Jim, this is a team that hasn't lost a game this season.
It looks like the trend may continue unless the Tigers can really get going. Second one's good, too.
Cross-court pass with a second left to go. Good if it goes. It does not. And that's going to do it for the first half of play. The Bulldogs, 27. Tigers, 16. It has been a good old-fashioned cat and dog fight here at the Tigers' Den. We are going to step away briefly. Jim's going to put together some numbers and stats for you. We come back, we'll recap all the first half action, let you know who did what and how well. All that and more coming up on the Halftime Show on Country 103.9 WRBI and streaming live at WRBIRadio.com.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville. This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
It is halftime here at the Tigers' Den, where the Bulldogs enjoying an 11-point lead as they lead the home team, the Lawrenceburg Tigers, 27-16. Terrence Arney alongside Jim Williams. And, Jim, that was a pretty exciting first half of play.
It was, Terrence. It sure was.
It kind of felt like, or even looked like, those old heavyweight championship fights where in the first round they're kind of filling each other out, slow and go, not many haymakers here and there. And then as they get comfortable, as the fight goes along, they start landing punches. And that's what the Bulldogs did in that second quarter.
So you mean like Ali Frazier when I was a kid?
Oh, yes.
All right,
well,
I got you.
That's the only fight that matters.
Absolutely. And it definitely was that for the Batesville Bulldogs, who have this 11-point lead at the break at 27-16. It really was that kind of muscle from Jack Grunkmeyer, who has 14 points in the half to lead all scorers. And he was definitely unstoppable.
Yes.
Under there, the Tigers didn't even want to appear to try to defend him because they figured they'd foul him is what it looked like from up here.
Mm-hmm.
But also for the Bulldogs, Kate Kaiser ended up with 5 points in the half on a pair of buckets and a technical free throw. Also, a three-pointer went down for Sam Johnson. And besides Grunkmeyer's 14, Gus Prickle also had a tray and two free throws for five. That's where the 27 comes from for the Tigers. They've got Cooper Bobo with a pair of free throws with 2 points. Charlie Meyer leads the way for Lawrenceburg with seven, three two-point buckets, and one of three free throw shooting. J.P. Izzo put a tray down to rack up 3 points for the half, and Noah Kanika had a pair of two-point buckets go down for 4 points. But again, only 16 for the half. Certainly not the kind of offensive output that Coach Garrett would, Coach Cutter would like to have. And I'm guessing the talk is going to be interesting in both locker rooms this intermission.
Yeah, you're right. It was a precarious first half in terms of the defense that the Tigers chose to play. You saw Gronk get really hot there in the second, and
yes,
that was due to several, for lack of a better term, Ole moves.
Oh yeah,
by the defense. I mean, there was truly a turnstile down that lane for Gronk and Kaiser on a few possessions as well, where the Tigers seemingly
parted like the Red Sea.
Yeah, they really did. And on the flip side, if talking about defense, you've got to kind of take your hats off to the Bulldog defense. They had some key blocks there in that first half, and they've been able to hold the Tigers big three down.
Correct.
They are not scoring at a clip that they've been accustomed to in their three games so far this season.
Oh yeah, when Charlie Meyer with three buckets and a free throw is the top scorer at 7 points in a half, you're running into a problem, and Coach Cutter's going to have to get something done about that. Coach Garrett has got to be pretty happy considering how concerned he was before the contest.
Yeah, they really have matched up with the Tigers well. I think, and there's no doubt. I mean, they've definitely scouted this team. And the Bulldogs, known for a very tight and stingy zone defense, but they've been able to switch into man, and it seems like it kind of catches the Tigers off guard when they do that.
They do seem surprised at moments that you wouldn't think a high school hoopster would. It's like, what, that changed? Oh, my. and I'm in big trouble now because it seems like most of the times that happens, somebody's gone by them already. It's like, good.
Now, on the flip side, the Tigers have had their opportunities offensively, but those opportunities have been squandered by turnovers.
Yes.
They've had several good looks with a cutter going down the baseline. You get behind that zone as the Bulldogs continue to push that zone out front. There's a lot of space to work down there, and the Tigers have been able to find it. The problem is they haven't been able to find the ball, hasn't been able to find the open man underneath.
Absolutely. Trying to just keep the score straight. I haven't been able to track the turnovers, but I think that would be an interesting sheet to see.
Yes.
From the Tigers this week, if they would release it. That has definitely got to be something they're going to be working on, and I don't know how much change either coach can make at this intermission to change the flow of the game, certainly for the Tigers. I think the Bulldogs are just going to be able to continue what they're doing unless something dramatic changes.
Right. Well, the one thing that they've got to do is they can't let Gronk get that deep and that, he gets his post position. And
cover Jack a little.
Yeah. It's just been entirely too easy for him to get his points tonight.
So you're saying challenge him somewhat.
Something. You've got to keep him out from under there. And they've got size. I mean, if I go down and I look, they don't have a single player on their squad under 6 feet. So it's not like don't have the size to do it.
And Cooper Bobo is 6'5 himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that would be a good matchup, you would think.
You would think. And Bobo has not wanted anything to do with Gronk until, of course, that last play. And, as we think through this, perhaps, Jim, that was the frustration that was being displayed when that technical foul was called.
Yes.
Because they made the bigs for the Tigers. Maybe at this point in the game, they're just frustrated because the athleticism of Kaiser, the size of Gronk, has made it almost impossible for the Tigers to get easy baskets.
And so this brings the question, when you have a 6'3 Pablo Romero on the bench who hasn't been in the game yet, do you put him in and put him on Grunkmeyer and just say, play some defense. We're not concerned about whether you foul out in the half. Just play some defense.
Nothing wrong with sending a goon out if they got goblins, right?
Right. And to be clear, folks, we would not call the young man a goon.
Right.
He's a fine young man and has had some excellent performances. In fact, he's very clean cut. He's right in front of us. But he's height that the Tigers have not used yet.
Right.
And a little bit of bulk. Not as much as Grunkmeyer has, but he's got a stout figure to him that could be useful.
Yeah, a goon in the hockey
yeah,
system.
In the positive way.
Yes, no doubt.
But without a stick in your hand.
Both clubs now back out on the floor going through their mid-game shoot-around. We're going to step out again. We'll come back. We'll have live action of the second half as the Bulldogs lead the Tigers 27-16 in this cat-and-dog fight, and a fight it has been from the Tigers' Den here in Lawrenceburg on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. For over a century, JC Bank has offered banking, investments, and trust services to South Central Indiana. And there's exciting news for Decatur County. JC Bank is opening soon in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street. Whether you need a high-interest savings account or a mortgage, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Presentation of boys high school basketball is being brought to you tonight in part by
great sponsors including Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communications, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and by Gehrings.
Second half action about to get underway here at the Tigers' Den. The Bulldogs held serve in that entire first half, Jim. They bell-to-bell led it. They scored the first 2 points, and then they build from there. That two-point lead right at the end of that second quarter turned into a double-digit lead with Gus Prickle at the free-throw line scoring the Bulldogs' 10th point in terms of their lead and pushing that lead from 10 then to 11 as time expired.
And we mentioned, Terrence, that maybe the Tigers aren't using all their weapons.
Yes.
They do have Noah Kaniga back out on the floor along with Charlie Meyer, Cooper Bobel, Ben Cornett, and Gerald Taylor. They're going to have to do something differently, and maybe it's going to come here as they start with defense.
Bulldogs start this second half with the basketball. Excuse me. T. Lewis sends it over to Gronk, who had a sensational first half. Gronk gives it up to Kaiser. Kaiser looks to the corner, a wide open look for Gus Prickle, and he drains the corner three. 30-16, Bulldogs all out in front. And what we thought, Jim, was the patience of the Tigers. Perhaps that patience is more indecision.
That could easily be. And there's a nice hook shot short, but it comes off the rim.
Tried to back Kaiser down underneath. Kaiser held his ground a little bit, but just a good old-fashioned miss, quite honestly, back the other way. Kaiser goes into the lane, pulls it back out for Johnson. Up top for Lewis. Prickle with the hot hand. He has it. Got to hand it off to Kaiser now. He's going to dribble a little to his right, back to his left, pick up his dribble, and put it in the hands of Lewis. Lewis trying to get around Cornett, unable to do so, passes it off to Kaiser. Baseline drive, Kaiser high off the glass, won't fall, couldn't get the rebound. It's a defensive rebound from Bobo. Excuse me, that was Charlie Meyer, rather, and then back the other way. a good block from Gronk there as what looked like was going to be an easy two for Cooper Bobo, and Gronk swatted that thing almost to Cincinnati.
I think he swatted it twice, too. Bobo was looking for the ball once it headed out of bounds.
So the Tigers will bring it in, side out, and continue the possession. Bulldogs stay with the 2-3 zone. Taylor, a couple of head fakes, then goes inside that zone. Gets it to Bobo. Bobo puts it on the deck and was challenged by Kizer. Kizer with a quick outlet, too quick. Prickle wasn't ready for it, so a quick turnover. Back on offense of the Tigers and a slashing Taylor to the basket. No good. I think the Bulldogs got a piece of that one.
Yep.
Johnson going to bring it up the floor. Sends it to the top for Gronk, who finds Kizer on the wing. Kicks it out to Lures. Lures going to slow things down a little bit. Comes off the double screen into the lane. Runs into Taylor. Kicks it back up top. Prickles three ball, no good. Gronk puts it up off the rebound. His shot, no good. Lures with those quick hands almost completed the steal. But the Tigers recover, slow things down now. And Cornett has it on the far side of the floor. Cornett to Taylor. We got a timeout call by the Tigers. We'll take 30 seconds as well. Bulldogs still in front, 30-16 on WRBI Radio and the WRBI app. Jim, let's just keep it right here. Here early in this second half, about 5:41 left in the third. Bulldogs kind of picking up where they left off.
Yeah, absolutely. And at the same time, on that last play or two, Terrence, it seemed like the Tigers weren't decisive.
Yes.
As to what they wanted to go for against the Dogs. Do you want to try and block the shot? Do you want to take it out of his hands on the floor? One, the other, but do something.
Right.
Rather than nothing, because nothing's going to put you farther behind.
And I think that's what that timeout was about. In the middle of a possession,
yeah.
Coach Cutter probably said to himself, this is not what we talked about
right.
a few moments ago in the locker room, and probably had to send a reminder note, if you would.
And again, he comes in tonight with an undefeated team that looks anything but undefeated tonight.
Yeah, they really do. I thought this was going to be a quick run-and-gun type of game, and the Bulldogs clearly at times have been able to. The Tigers have tried to. The execution of those fast breaks haven't been there. But again, as I've said, I've been impressed with the Bulldogs' ability to get back on defense. Inside, and again, Kizer able to renegotiate that shot, but this time he gets caught off his feet. A bucket and the foul as Charlie Meyer is trying to get things going. Excuse me, no, that Cooper Bobo, rather. Bobo trying to get it going. And again, the bucket was good for Bobo, so he will try to complete a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Kizer's going to have a seat, Jim. That's his third foul.
That could be a problem for Cade.
It definitely could, as Bobo does complete the three. Look at this pressure now by the Tigers, but Bulldogs able to get through it. Oh, but this last pass was a little bit lazy. Tigers get the interception as they sold out on that one in the passing lane. They go back to the corner. Back-to-back buckets as Charlie Meyer drains the corner three, and now Aaron Garrett has to call a timeout. Quick buckets there. Six quick points by the Tigers. Batesville with 30-22. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back after 30 right here on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. From accident victims to premature babies, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure blood is available when it's needed. On Tuesday, January 9th, join Margaret Mary Health and Hawksworth Blood Center for a blood drive held in a donor bus outside the hospital. Before donating, be sure to eat a healthy meal and drink plenty of fluids. To schedule an appointment, call 1-800-830-1091.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball being brought to you tonight in part by
Mary Margaret Health, also JC Bank, Runs Gutzwiller, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, and by Ison's Family Pizza, home with a Coach's Corner.
It is 5:17. That's the time remaining here in the third. Bulldogs 30, Tigers 22, but they score six unanswered, do the Tigers. And that's what caused Coach Garrett to call the timeout. They try to trap the Bulldogs here with full court pressure, able to break that press and get it across the timeline. And now T. Lures trying to make a cross-court pass. It was knocked away and out of bounds by J.P. Izzo. A little three-on-three crime there.
A stunning last couple sequences by the Tigers. They may have some life left after all, Terrence.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Coach Cutter said to him in that timeout, but he got his point across, because look at this hustle here, jumping into passing lanes, and that's caused a turnover the other way as Gus Prickle was looking for T. Lores, wanted him to zig. Instead, he decided to zag, and that ended up in the front row.
Bulldogs threw it exactly away, almost as if the Tigers planned it.
Exactly. Now with the ball, Tigers looking inside that zone. They go cross court up top for Izzo. Izzo, one bounce and gives it up to Cornette. Cornette surveying, and again, they've got Tigers creeping through that back line. Bobo from outside. Got him. That's Charlie Meyer. Charlie Meyer with back-to-back threes. It's 30-25. And those back-to-back threes, very reminiscent of the Batesville-Greensburg game, where Greensburg scored back-to-back threes at the end of the third and the beginning of the fourth. And that was enough to charge up those Pirates to come all the way back from 10 down to win that ball game.
Deja vu, not a great thing in this case.
Not right now. Bulldogs with a side out after Gronk got tangled up with a Tiger and tumbled to the floor. They put that foul on Izzo, his first. Lures dumps it down on the back row for Gronk. Make that Sam Johnson. Johnson working the back door like a bouncer and was able to get that one to go. The hoop and the harm. He'll go to the line to shoot one. His free throw pure. 33-25 now. Tigers doing what they can to cut into that 11-point lead they have. As they work it in, Bobo finds a cutting Izzo. Izzo with the hoop and the harm now. Johnson over the back, tried to get a chase down block, but got too much of the body, Jim.
That was a great cut by J.P. Izzo, the 6'1 junior, and clearly a planned play for the Tigers.
Yes.
Executed perfectly.
Yeah, you can't say enough about this coaching job. You asked the question during the halftime break. Izzo's free throw no good. Lure's going to come away with the rebound. Bulldogs off and running, and a travel. Oh, my goodness.
Off and running a little too much.
Exactly. But you asked the question at the halftime break, what adjustments could this Tiger team make? And it seems like Coach Cutter has pushed the right buttons and pulled the right levers. Tigers cross the timeline with the ball. 3:32 left in the third. Down in the corner for Izzo. Back up top now with Cornette. He goes inside the zone and back to the corner. Sidesteps the defender. Three balls short. Snatched down by the Bulldogs. Getting his first minutes. Caden Drake on the floor. Coming in place of the junior, Cade Kaiser. And Johnson goes behind the back. Picks up the dribble. Going to go cross court to Drake. Drake finds Prickle. Go inside. And Gronk hesitated. Thought he was going to get the foul call and didn't. Oh, my. Missed that little bunny there underneath. And back the other way come the Tigers. Tigers got a little extra pep in their step. Meyer from the near corner. And three three-pointers in the quarter for Meyer. And a steal. And it's a one-point game. It's a one-point game as J.P. Izzo climbs the ladder and slams it home. 33-32, And Aaron Garrett says, that's enough. Waves the white flag, calls the timeout. With 2:30 left, it's a one-point ball game on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball brought to you in part by
not only Affinity Graphics and Tees, but Georgia's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Hurt and Elko, and Fleetwood Chevrolet.
It is a one-point ball game here in the third. As the Tigers fight their way back, they get a defensive rebound on a missed Cade Kaiser shot. Keep in mind, most of this run took place with Kaiser on the floor. 17-6. That's the scoring here in the third. Three ball on the way, no good. Gronk goes to steal it, but the Bulldogs not looking for the outlet pass. Kaiser, though, picks it up, goes to the corner for Johnson, and he drains the three. What an answer by Johnson to put the Bulldogs back up by four.
Sam was the man the Bulldogs had to have right there.
And it's amazing how much better these Bulldogs are playing offensively when Kaiser immediately injected back into this ballgame. Tigers now, who had looked almost unstoppable there for most of the third, the minute Kaiser sets foot on the floor, back to the indecision and a turnover. Ah. Kaiser going the other way. Got to be patient here. Swatted away at the last second by the Tigers, but they say he stepped on the end line, so it'll be Batesville's ball with minute 16 left in the third.
The swat was great, but you got to have footwork to go with it.
Yes, yes. And I can't wait, regardless of how this game goes, regardless of the outcome, I can't wait to talk to Coach Garrett about Kaiser's impact defensively on this game. It's been night and day.
And Kaiser versus Gronk.
Yes. They go to the far wing, do the Bulldogs on this inbounds play. They have it up top with Lures. Lures goes to Kaiser. He drops it down for Gronk. Gronk just too deep this time. Could not get the bucket. A big ups there to the Tigers for playing him straight up and playing him well. Three ball again on the way. No good. Crashing the boards were the Bulldogs and a loose ball foul called against the Tigers.
It was a heck of a rebound by Charlie Meyer, and he just was a little bit off on his three.
Yes. Yes. He warmed up there. Had three back. To back three-pointers there in that early in the third. And that's really what got the Tigers back in the ballgame.
Big quarter. Yes.
So they're going to get up a little sweat off the floor here before the Bulldogs bring this one in. We've got a minute left in this quarter. We'll see if Coach Garrett wants his Bulldogs to hold for the final shot. They get it across the timeline, does Lures, and Cornette is all over him. They're wearing the same jersey. Go inside the Gronk. Oh! And it was called a block.
Instead of an offensive foul, it looked like a charge from up here.
Well, I'm going to say that,
wow,
I felt like the defender may have sold that slightly. Meyer may have sold that one just a little bit. All the same, foul called on Meyer. Gronk will go to the line to shoot two. And he misses it.
Shot one. The basket was good.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. I was like, what are we doing here? 38-32. Bulldogs retain possession with the rebound there with 25 seconds left to go. So they will still be able to hold for the final shot here. Lures eyes the clock at 18 seconds, puts it on the floor, goes around his defender, then kicks it back up top. Johnson has it with 10 seconds to go. Johnson gets a screen from Gronk, loses the handle, and over the timeline is over and back. Oh, my goodness. That leaves the Tigers with 5 seconds here Any points off of this will be a win for the Tigers. They go to the fourth quarter with momentum, Jim, you think?
Absolutely.
They get a look at a three. They get it to Meyer. He steps inside the line, and that shot is way off the mark as it goes back behind the backboard. Kaiser caused him to renegotiate that shot there at the last second. So with three quarters in the books, it's the Bulldogs 38, Tigers 32. We'll be back for the finale right after this on Country 103.9 and the new WRBI app.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball brought to you tonight in part by
Gehrings, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Great Plains Communication, and Ivy Tech Community College.
As we head into this fourth quarter, Bulldogs up 38-32. Jim, who's doing it for each club?
Yeah, it looks like Charlie Meyer really came alive in that second half again. Nine from outside the arc for Lawrenceburg. Can he contribute continually in this fourth period is going to be a big question.
Coach Koenigge, but Noah Koenigge's floater in the lane, no good, and a rocket cross-court pass intended for Gus Prickle, picked off by the Tigers. Another Bulldog turnover, and Prickle trying his best to get it back, taps it away, but the Tigers regain control here. 7:30 left in the ball game, and Lures picks up where Prickle left off. They're just harassing Cornette. Cornette finally gives it up, gets it to Meyer, who had the hot hand there in the third. And now the Tigers going to slow things down a little bit. They go inside, back out, three ball coming, nothing but net. Cooper Bobo drains it, and it's a one-possession game, 38-35. Bulldogs with the ball and a three-point lead. Cross court to Johnson. Johnson launches. No good. Meyer with the rebound. And once again, Tigers with an opportunity to tie this game up. 38-35. That's your score with the Bulldogs on top by three. Tigers work it all the way around the arc. Ball high above the head of Izzo. Izzo dumps it down low. Koenigge gets the entry pass and shows a bit of patience. Lets Gronk go by and then lays it in for two. Lures trying to work through the press and does. Ball now with Kaiser. Kaiser finds Gronk underneath with two defenders on him. Good footwork there as he puts it in for two. Back and forth we go now. Both clubs trading baskets. Bulldogs 40, Tigers 37. Cornette's going to walk it up the floor. They invert that zone now, Jim, to 3-2 instead of the 2-3. Outside look off the front of the rim. Prickle's going to pick this one up easily and walk it back up the floor. Lures looks for a cutting Johnson. He's defended well as the Tigers playing some good D, and a baseline drive from Lures kicks it up top. Prickle straight away three. I think that ball was tipped. And back the other way in a hurry. They put it on the floor, and Myers has this one stolen by Gus. He's going to send this one over for Johnson. He's going to get it across the timeline easy with 5:15 left to go in the ball game. Kaiser got a drive into the lane, and he's going to be fouled. And who did they catch in the cookie jar? That's going to be Cornette.
Yep.
Cornett with the reach in foul. Just his first, though.
Of the entire game. And not just this quarter.
Correct. And just the team's first in the quarter. Grunk to Kaiser. Kaiser moves on top of moves down the lane, finishes. Nicely done. And that's what the Bulldogs were missing during that third quarter.
Kaiser's first score of the second half.
Spent some time on the bench when he picked up that third foul, and you could see the effect on the game immediately. Cornett going to bring it back up the floor. And we've got an injury timeout here. The officials call the timeout as J.P. Izzo tried to draw a foul against Kaiser on that previous possession when Kaiser went in on the baseline and looked like he got injured in the nether regions and
doubled over in pain.
He did. So he's going to have to come out of the ball game after the officials' timeout. Tigers resume play now. Brandon Maple checks into the game and creates a little havoc there. Tips the ball away with active hands. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. It's Bulldog ball with 4:35 to go.
Gerald Taylor made a nice pass to Cornett, but Ben just couldn't quite handle that one and went out of bounds.
Kaiser with a rocket pass to Gronk somehow. Gronk didn't see it, but his hands felt it. He was able to slow it down and regather. This one's going to get tapped into the backcourt. No worry about it. Over and back. It was tipped. Bulldogs regain control. Kaiser from the top of the key. Shakes and bakes. Shot short. But Maple working the baseline. Puts it back up. His shot no good. And now Meyer quickly down the floor. Johnson there to defend. And a shot in the lane. No good. Kaiser with the rebound. The pace has definitely picked up, but the scoring has not. Ball on the right wing for the Bulldogs with Prickle, who leaves it for Johnson. Johnson drives, and he's fouled on his way to the basket. Be a common foul called on the Tigers. Just their second team foul of the quarter. Bulldogs, meanwhile, have no fouls in the quarter. They'll inbound this one underneath their own basket.
Kind of surprising, as aggressive as the Bulldogs have been throughout the game.
Yeah, agreed. We made mention. It seemed that they were letting them play early on, and that's carried over here in the second half. A nice cutting Prickle, able to get the up and under. Oh, my goodness. That was a beautiful play drawn up by Coach Garrett there in the break. In fact, they're going to take a timeout now called by the Bulldogs. We'll step away as well with the Bulldogs on top of the Tigers, 44-37, here from the Tigers' Den on Country 103.9 WRBI and streaming live at WRBIRadio.com.
We are here for you. At George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you and your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Tonight's coverage of high school basketball being brought to you in part by
Ison's Family Pizza, home of Coach's Corner. Also, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzwiller, J.C. Bank, and Margaret Mary Health.
Fourth quarter action continues. Terrence Arney here alongside Jim Williams, and the Bulldogs create another turnover for the Tigers there. Quick hands and another steal. Brandon Maples played some good minutes for Coach Garrett here in the second half. He hands off and gets it right back from Sam Johnson. And now Kaiser down the left side of the lane, goes to tax the rim and finishes with the left hand. Oh, my goodness. Again, that's what was missing in that third quarter.
Yep. So looks like the Bulldogs are kind of finding themselves right now.
Kaiser steps to the line to try to complete the old-fashioned three. If he does, the Bulldogs will be back to a double-digit lead. Funny how that happened when Kaiser stepped back on the floor. Free throw rolls off the rim. The lead remains 9. Tigers charging back the other way with under 3 minutes left in the ballgame. They swing it to the near side. Back up top with Cornette. Cornette looking over and inside the zone. Gets there. Nice bounce pass for Kaniga. Now that's how you do it. Good little play right there. As they broke down the zone, got inside the zone, found Kaniga cutting on the back door, and Brad Cutter's going to call a timeout here to probably try to figure out what these last 2 minutes of this game plays out, Jim. What is he looking to do here?
46-39 with 2:40 remaining. The aggressiveness yet control that I think the Tigers showed on that last play with Kaniga's shot is what they need. They want to be aggressive, but they don't want to overcommit.
Right.
And give the Bulldogs an extra opportunity.
Yeah, and you know, we kind of talked about it there at the halftime break, that back door has been open all night because the Bulldogs, they keep pushing that zone further and further up the floor. A lot of room to work back there. What they weren't able to do in the first half in terms of getting the ball to the cutter, they have had some success here in the second half like they just did there with Kaniga.
Well, when the Tigers came on and made their run, they were able to exploit that.
Yes.
And then it seemed like they forgot it for a few moments.
Right.
And now it's back on a play like that one. And they're getting some more help from the assistant coaches directing them right now as they get back on the floor.
Yeah, so they've got 2:40 here. And, you know, they did what they needed to do. They prevented the lead to get back to double digits. They hung in there. Now it's just a 7-point game. Bulldogs with the ball. Full court pressure now from the Tigers. And Bulldogs using some pretty crisp passes, and oh my goodness, the turnovers come back. This, again, plagued them in the second half of that last game where every time they would catch, before they could put the ball on the floor, they were running halfway down the floor.
A couple steps during a solo dribble by Gus Prickle, who has otherwise been very sharp.
So the ball goes back to the Tigers, a distance three off the back iron, rebound right into the chest of T. Lewis. Lewis sends it up ahead to Johnson, and Johnson using that body to defend the basketball and lay it into the hoop. 48-39, Bulldogs back up by 9. Tigers now. A little bit of sense of urgency as it gets close to 2 minutes. Kaiser defending well, but good moves by Cooper Bobo. And where has that been all night, says the Tigers. They break the press once again. Gronk finds Johnson in the corner. And if they wanted to take the air out of the ball, now would be the time to do it. But the Tigers trying to speed them up. And Lewis loses the handle, but it goes out of bounds, hits the line. Last touched by the Tigers, and the official has some words for Coach Garrett. Coach Garrett just turns his head, walks away. Sees that where this game is, doesn't want to give any other opportunities to the Tigers. Johnson, a slip move down the baseline, gets his legs taken out from under him.
And they're going to call a blocking foul down there.
Yeah, I think it's the right call. Got all underneath Johnson. And that's a dangerous play when you get up like that and they take your legs out from under you.
And J.P. Izzo gets tagged with a foul.
Be J.P.'s third.
Yep.
Tigers fourth. And the Bulldogs have not committed a foul this entire quarter.
That kind of blows your mind when you think back to that first half.
Yes, yes. And then, of course, the pace of the game and how it's being played. And you know, the Bulldogs have had active hands. They've created a lot of turnovers here in this fourth quarter.
Oh, yes.
So the fact that they've been able to get clean steals and clean takeaways without fouling, that's rather impressive.
Two shots coming here.
Johnson to take. Rolls the first one in, 49-41. Tigers have never led in this ball game. Had a chance to tie it up. As close as they got was they cut the lead to 1. As Johnson is good on both. Back to a 9-point ball game. Bulldogs' largest lead was 11. And Cornette quickly down the floor, goes inside the zone, kicks it out to the corner. 3-ball on the way. Not on track. Kaiser skies up for the rebound. Prickle Going to go back to Kizer. Kizer looks up ahead and finds Sam Johnson just waiting. Johnson takes a good open look at a set shot there. Won't go down. Tapped out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. So with a minute 15 left and a 9-point lead, Bulldogs will bring this one in.
Tigers had to have a rebound there and could not put the fingers around the ball.
Couldn't squeeze it, and it'll go back to the Bulldogs. So Bulldogs need to look to run clock, and I'm not sure what that was. Is Johnson just sent it straight up to the Tigers. Tigers get the basket, and to add insult to injury, they commit a foul to the Bulldogs, their first of the quarter, but the worst time to do it.
Cornette's first field goal of the game, if you can believe it.
That is hard to believe. But it would suggest that the Bulldogs' defensive game plan was to not let Cornette beat him. And again, that stellar free throw defense, you could hear it coming from the student section. That shot does not go down, so it remains a 7-point ball game. Meanwhile, on the rebound and the ensuing possession, the Bulldogs are fouled immediately, and that is the fifth foul. So from here on out, Jim, Bulldogs will shoot two every time.
Uh-huh. That's the new rule.
There you go, in action, as Gronk drains the first, 51-43. I've got to go back and look at what the predictor was, because it is awfully close, if memory serves correctly. Misses the second, but the Bulldogs get the rebound as the possession continues, and I'm really going to scare you here as the Bulldogs throw this one away.
Grunkmeyer pulled another one down before it was tossed out. The prediction was?
We got a timeout on the floor. I'm going to let you cliffhang on that one. I'll tell you after this 30-second timeout. We'll be right back. Bulldogs 51, Tigers 43 on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball being brought to you tonight in part by
Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Gehrings.
Terrence Arney alongside Jim Williams here at the Tigers Den, where the Tigers hosted the Batesville Bulldogs tonight. We got less than a minute left of this ball game. Bulldogs have led by as much as 11. And here in the waning moments of the ball game, Dogs up 51-43. Tigers with the ball, though, not ready to wave the flag. Cornette trapped in the corner. Lewis sold out on a steal, but he's going to commit the foul. And that'll stop the clock, but it is a common foul, and Bulldogs just with two team fouls, not near the limit. So it'll be a minute or two before the Tigers would shoot, but they don't have a minute or two. Three ball on the way, no good. Tapped out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers.
They're going to say that Noah Koenigga had his hands on that one last, and that may be big trouble.
Prickle's going to race up the floor, get across the timeline with about 39 seconds left. Finds a wide open Sam Johnson, and Johnson travels. If you want to see someone absolutely lose it, let these Bulldogs get another turnover in this game, and Aaron Garrett is going to be beside himself. 51-37, 28 seconds left, a long-distance three for Cornette, way off the mark. Lures with the rebound, sends it up ahead to Prickle. Prickle going to try to dribble this one out with 20 seconds left. Johnson holds. It's going to be fouled. So Johnson will go to the line. He'll shoot two. And I told you this predictor score would shock you. According to the John Harrell website, he predicted this ball game would end at 52-48. Right now, the Bulldogs have 51, Tigers 43. The Bulldogs have held up their end of the bargain, okay?
And no kidding. 15.6 seconds remaining on the clock. Unbelievable.
Johnson at the line. That's 52, as John Harrell predicted. It's the Tigers a little short on their end. They're 5 points under the prediction. And they're going to just let them play here. Kaniga gets inside, lays it in for two. That makes it 52-45. There's 9 seconds left. So if the Tigers
hit a three,
the prediction would be right on.
Unreal. Is that from AI or is it Mr. Harrell himself?
That is Mr. Harrell. I do not know how he does this, but I am telling you, I marvel week after week, game after game, just how close these predictions are.
And I know he's been at this stuff a long time, kind of since the early days of the web, but
yes,
my gosh, that's insane.
It is very scary.
9.2 seconds remaining.
Yeah, and 3 points off the prediction. That's it.
Well, the Lawrenceburg Tigers, have really put up a huge fight tonight and shown that they are going to be a gutsy team throughout the rest of the season. They were certainly as much as the Batesville squad wanted to handle at all. The Bulldogs know they've been in a game this time.
Well, and if you think back to those coaches' comments during the pregame show, how concerned Coach Cutter was about this squad coming in, that he didn't really know, despite the fact that they were 3-0, didn't know what to expect, thought he could find themselves in a little bit of trouble, and in fact they did.
And he's a not unsure man. He was very, you know, cut and dried, but there was definitely an issue. And that bucket is good.
But let me add to the drama. The Kaniga bucket is good, and he's got to go to the free throw line to shoot one. He makes it. That would be their 48-point.
6.7 seconds remaining. Unreal.
The prediction will be 100% true with this bucket.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. He makes it. That makes the score 52-48, just like John Harrell said it would. And the game is over.
Unreal.
And it is, in fact,
wowzers,
a Bulldog victory. 52-48. Folks, don't watch the games. Don't listen to the games. Don't come to the game. Just look it up on the John Harrell site, and you'll know exactly everything you need to know.
Man,
this game's going final. We're going to step out for a second, get you some stats and other numbers together. Well, when we come back, we will have the post-game show, hopefully joined by the victorious head coach, Aaron Garrett. Would love to talk to him about this one. We'll be back in a bit here on the Sports Voice of Southeastern Indiana, Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
This is the post-game show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
And welcome back to the Tigers Den, where we have a final. Bulldogs win this one. A wire-to-wire win for them, 52-48. They opened the game up 2-0 and honestly never looked back. At one point, they led by 11. There at the start of the third, end of the second. Tigers tried to make a game of it in the third. They closed the lead with some great hustle plays, and Coach Cutter called a timeout early in that third quarter and really got his team's attention. They come firing back, close the lead, and come within one. It's as close as they would ever get.
Within one.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And from there, Cade Kaiser and the Batesville Bulldogs regained control of this ball game, and they win it 52-48. If you caught us in the pregame show, you'll know that the John Harrell prediction for this game was, in fact, that exact same score, 52-48.
Wildest thing, my gosh.
I mean, we got to get something going that when the prediction is right on, that the folks get, I don't know, free tacos or whatever. But at any rate, we were treated to a good game.
Absolutely, Terrence. You know, I got to see a great one on Tuesday, my first Indiana game with the Lawrenceburg and Batesville girls, and then a great one here tonight with the Lawrenceburg and Batesville boys. I think any matchup between these two schools is going to be a must-see from now on. How incredible this game was. It's just stunning, and you know, you want to entertain your community,
right.
And boy, these young people did it here tonight. And just with our unofficial scoring, there were only four players scoring for the Bulldogs, but they really, really got it done. Jack Grunkmeyer ended up leading all scorers with 19 points in the contest, and it was 14 for Sam Johnson, 10 for Gus Prickle, and 9 for Cade Kaiser. And for the Tigers, they were led by, Charlie Meyer with 16 points, including 9 from three-point range in the third quarter. It was 13 for Noah Kaniga, including that final free throw. Also 9 for Cooper Bobo and 8 for J.P. Izzo, 2 for Ben Cornett. We're pleased to be joined by the coach of the Victorious Bulldogs, Aaron Garrett. And, Coach, you really made that game into everything you told us at the start.
Guys, and I just told the boys in the locker room, they have no idea how good a win this is in terms of on the road at Lawrenceburg. I've been an assistant coach, I've been a head coach for a lot of years. This is one of the toughest places to get a win, whether it be the old gym.
Yeah.
That you walked up a ramp to get to it. It was dark, the ceiling was low. Versus this new arena that's been historically tough for us to get a win. This may be our first win since they built this new gym at the floor. I got to research that.
Wow.
I can't think of us getting a win down here since they built this place. And the important thing is what we're doing defensively, holding 15-48 with their firepower, with as many self-inflicted wounds as we have. I mean, I watched this for 18 turnovers. And again, yeah, they were pressing some, but so many of them were just in space, unforced, because we're just panicking. Wow. And I'm going to highlight Gus Prickle because I was on him hard at the end of the third quarter when he had just a bad, bad turnover. And I expect a lot of Gus as a senior
right.
point guard.
Right.
And that dude responded in the fourth quarter. He made big plays. He made important passes. Did he have a couple more turnovers? He did. But Gus had 10 points tonight, had an early 3-4s, but then played some solid basketball like he can.
He became the leader you wanted when you needed him.
Because those young guys are going to look to Gus, Sam, Jack, Cade.
Yes.
And trust me, those four had their share of mistakes. So we've got to get that ironed out. And those four led us. And the young guys, none of them cracked the scoring column tonight. But Trent Lewis played all the entire game except a short stretch and really did a nice job as our floor general, breaking some pressure once he got his basically confidence and second breath, if you will. And then Braden Maple played important. Caden Drake didn't play many minutes in this game with the physicality of it, but the minutes he did play were very, very important. He accounted for himself well. And then tomorrow night, our first double weekend, arguably the best team so far we played in terms of just sheer firepower that Southwestern Hanover has. So like I told those young guys, learn. Those were important minutes tonight. There'll be more minutes tomorrow just because of the nature of a back-to-back, the style of play Southwestern will play. They will pressure. They want to run 84 feet. They have multiple guys that can drill it from deep. So we got to be able to turn that page. And I thought a key adjustment for us that the guys handled well, that we really haven't had a chance to practice this much, was just moving our zone back to toes on the line to really disrupt Bobo in the middle, because Bobo was doing a great job facilitating. We were getting late in rotation in terms of our bump rotation, and that's where we were seeing some of those wing threes or backside corner wings. So when we collapsed our zone and manipulate that way with toes on the line, I thought the guys did a great job. Because it's hard in the midst of a yes. game. Hey, dial back. Dial back.
Yeah.
And Braden as a sophomore especially, but once he understood what we were doing, all those guys along with him did a good job of really turning the tide, because I don't think they ever got the lead,
no.
but they were within 1 point
yeah.
after we had a 14-point yeah. lead. So just very, very proud of the guys, to because this is a huge conference win. We couldn't win the game. We couldn't win the conference tonight, but we would be in a bind if we'd have dropped this one tonight.
Coach, you talk about adjustments being made, and there was a moment, as you mentioned, you guys went up double digits, had two back-to-back threes. In fact, back-to-back-to-back threes by Charlie Meyer.
Yeah.
Shades of Greensburg started washing over me. You called a timeout. What was the conversation with the young, with your squad to get them back on track?
Two things. You challenged the heck out of them.
Yes.
In terms of, and that was used. We're not doing what we did against Greensburg.
Right.
In terms of giving up that lead. And the Meyer kid, the Cornette makes them go. Cornette is really the engine that just runs everything out there. But the Meyer, he worried me the most coming into the game. And then you have Bobo to contend with, right?
Right.
And you have some other shooters that they can space around. But in that timeout, we got on to refocus, and then we said, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
You are all good basketball players. Make that reversal pass. Find Jack in the middle. On reversal, Gus, use your blast dribble and ball handling skills and get up the floor. And when they started doing some of those things, then we had made the defensive adjustment. And I'll tell you this, some huge back cuts against pressure, some maybe the play of the game was Trent gets himself trapped. They're denying Sam. Sam mm-hmm. back cuts pressure like we teach. And Trenton dropped a pass right over the top of that defender's head under duress, and Sam gets a big bucket and one.
Yeah.
Those are winning plays. Mm-hmm. So, yep, it's a process. Trust me, nobody wanted to drop that Greensburg game, but we got better this week. I challenged them that we need to take a step forward. We probably took about a half step forward. And tomorrow night's a huge challenge. What can we go on the road and do tomorrow night?
One last question for you, Coach. Great scoring amongst those four individuals that we were talking about. Grunk with 19, Sam at 14, Gus with 10. Cade did not get into double digits this game, first time this year. But I found it interesting, and my question to you, is this just by happenstance, or was this really the Kaiser effect? He goes off the floor with three fouls, and that's when the Tigers made their run. When you bring him back in, that's when you regain. Is that a coincidence?
No, Cade is an integral piece of what we do on both ends. And what I love about Cade is he only had 9. I thought did not get the benefit of some tough, tough drives and moves that mm-hmm. sure looked like there maybe was contact, but
right.
I'll believe the stripes. They're closer to the action than I am. But he didn't force anything. He was making extra passes and just some monster rebounds. One adjustment we made was to put – we're going to alternate Cade and Sam as far as looking who's in the middle of that zone in terms of Cade's athleticism. getting him near the rim as far as those key rebounds. But then Jack and Sam just got some grown man rebounds, some clutch rebounds. So trust me when I say Cade and a lot of these guys, and we've been talking them over and over and over with it, it's we don't care who scores.
Right.
And with when Cade exhibits that, it just trickles down. And we made a – it's no secret coming into this game and watching us play, there was a concentrated effort. We've got to get Jack Grunkmeyer touches.
Yeah.
We showed him on film multiple times against Greensburg zone. And it, a lot of times it was Cade and sometimes Sam, but Jack had a guy sealed, and we never got to him. So, again, there's learning where Cade is more than willing to share the ball. Sam's sharing the ball. The guards got some good looks to Jack. Because when we filter through Jack, Jack's a scorer. Jack can facilitate. Then is he hitting Cade on the back cut? Is he makes some tremendous passes across court to Sam staying wide open for a three-point play.
Yep.
So they don't converge on him. Jack's going to score on a one-on-one matchup. He's just too strong.
He's certainly one of your most physical players out there, bar none.
So you don't know this story, but Terrence maybe does. Right since he's been a sophomore. I called Jack Grandpa in
really?
Two regards. He's just an old soul. Jack is as steady and consistent as the day is long. Quite frankly, I wish I was as consistent as a Jack Grunkmeyer.
Right.
For his age to be that consistent is incredible. But he is. He's a block out there.
Yeah.
You don't think he's very fast. But that dude, there's a reason why he's been playing baseball at Northwestern.
Right.
He has that next level. He has that Big Ten just physicality skill set. And that's why he can play a wing where we're not putting him just inside. He moves and anticipates really, really well. So just in terms of Jack, he's so strong. He doesn't maybe pass the eye test, but that dude can get up by the rim.
Yes.
And when he's going after a basketball, fellas, I can promise you this, if either one of those hands even come within that basketball, if they touch that orange, he's squeezing it. You're not going to get it from him.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's quick twitch. So just proud of the older guys that are leading us, young guys not pouting, learning every single possession, and collectively doing it together. But I'll leave you with this. If we turn the ball over like this again tomorrow, it's going to be a long evening.
Yeah.
So that'd be the message as we go shoot around and watch some film tomorrow. And then physically and mentally, can we reset our bodies? Can we turn the page? Because guess what? We get into this sectional, we're going to have to play a grinded-out Friday night game, and we have to turn around and play a tough Saturday game for a championship. So I'm excited about the opportunity for these guys tomorrow.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Good luck as you travel tomorrow night. You and I will catch up Monday night.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us before and after.
That was Bulldog head coach Aaron Garrett after the victory here and the Tigers' Den. And Jim, as you get to know Coach more and more and spend time with him, you'll know that was a very energized Aaron Garrett. And although, well, he did say it. You know, he did say it. It was his first comments, how big of a win this was.
Yes.
And he is very, very energized. Early in the season, it's just their third ball game, but that win meant something.
Oh, you can see the passion on his face right here with us, Terrence. No doubt about it. And what a ball game! And I don't think that the Tigers Lawrenceburg should be mourning terribly about this. And it's not like they were dramatically outplayed. They were right with the Baseball Bulldogs,
right.
Clearly. These teams match up again and again later in the season or the postseason. They're going to sell tickets. People are going to want to be, and they're going to be wanting to tune in on WRBI because these two teams, I love the matchup.
Yeah, it really was a great ball game. As Coach said, you know, it's been difficult for his teams to get a win here in the Tigers' Den. Happy to be able to do that tonight. And the other thing that stuck with me that Coach said, and we kind of alluded to it during the broadcast, is that was his message to his team, not another Greensburg.
Correct.
We're not going to let that happen tonight. And lo and behold, they dug deep, and they pulled out the victory. 52-48, that's your final score. We'll have this interview with Coach Garrett up on the site later on this evening. And we'll also have other area scores as there were other teams in action tonight. We'll have all that for you at WRBIRadio.com. We want to thank our sponsors just one last time for help making this broadcast possible.
Absolutely, Terrence. They have included Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Gehrings, also Ison's Family Pizza, where Coach's Corner will come up on Monday, also SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzwiller, JC Bank, Margaret Mary Health, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, and Affinity Graphics and Tees.
Jim, your final thoughts, man, on this?
It's been a heck of a first week, Terrence. I'll tell you, two games here in the fabulous Lawrenceville gym, and what a public school building. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've seen many. I've seen a lot across the country.
Sure.
I've been in many, many places the last 44 years on the air, but this was a special treat of a game.
Yes.
Between two clear rivals who certainly respect each other and certainly know each other very well.
Yes.
And
yes,
everything that each member can do, and it just happened to go the way of the Bulldogs tonight. It could have gone the way of the Tigers, sure, especially if the Dogs hadn't been able to stop Charlie Meyer shooting of those trays in the third quarter. But, man, I want to see these teams against each other again.
You will have your opportunity, no doubt about that. We want to thank you for joining us for this broadcast. Hopefully we did this one justice. It was a great game. Again, the Bulldogs come away victorious. They go to 2-1 on the season. They win this one 52-48. And for the Tigers, they fall to 3-1 on the young season. So for all of us here at WRBI, including John Heil back at the station, John, thanks so much for everything that you do. For my partner in crime beside me here tonight, Jim Williams, this is Terrence Arney saying thanks so much for listening and enjoy the rest of your sports weekend. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.